This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With a U.S. government shutdown looming this weekend, VOA's Alexis Strope reports contingency plans are being developed.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans control the House by a 221 to 212 margin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump poses a risk to democracy. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaking at a fundraiser in Arizona, President Biden said the Make America Great Again movement is an existential threat to the U.S. political system. He said his predecessor is more interested in personal power than upholding the nation's core values. Biden said some mainstream Republicans are complicit.
When we put partisanship aside and put country first, I say we must and we will.
The president spoke at a celebration of a library to be built honoring his friend and fierce Trump critic, the late Republican Senator John McCain. I'm Norman Hall.
Police raided buildings and other facilities in North Mitrovica early Friday in connection with last weekend's deadly shootout between Serb insurgents and Kosovo police. The raids come as Kosovo's interior minister on Thursday accused Serb of direct involvement in the weekend clashes. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people, wounding 14 others. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry against President Biden. We get more on that story from the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwasi-Kwarteng Fumi blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a crowded memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Handaniya as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
Reuters' Edward Barron reporting there. Dutch police say a man is under arrest in the killing of 3 people Thursday in 2 separate shootings in the city of Rotterdam. Police said the gunman killed a woman and her teenage daughter in their home before setting it on fire. The gunman then went to Erasmus University Medical Center, where he fatally shot a teacher and set that building on fire, according to police. Police arrested the 32-year-old suspected gunman at the hospital. His motive for the attacks was unknown. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.